Hello?
Congressman Albert's on 90 and he's late.
Shriver, have you heard what Smith told Shriver?
I heard this morning that he told him that he might not get the bill out till week after next.
Yeah, he said the leadership wasn't in a hurry to get it out. They had more than they could take care of, and he couldn't do anything about it now.
Well, that isn't true.
That's just a part of the strategy, Carl. They're just screwing us to death every week, and
I went to him and asked him to get it out yesterday, you know.
Well, I think you and McCormick better...
And then I went... Well, I've got... I'm going to talk to him. I went to him then. I personally... Went to him and asked him if he'd get it out on Thursday of this week. That's yesterday. And he said, no, I just can't do it. Said, I'm already committed. And I said, well, will you get it out next week? And he said, yes, he would. So, I felt that I had a commitment from him, at least to get it up to where the others could get it out if he didn't want to vote for it. Next week. Now, I asked him specifically. He said, well, I'll get it out. I said, next week. He said, yes, next week. He didn't promise to vote for it, but he said he'd get it out.
I don't care whether he votes for it or not, but that's my number one bill. I'd rather have it than all the other bills put together.
We're not going to let that. We're going to get that bill.
I know, but I see him meeting with these people. I see Halleck's people delaying the report for over a week. I've just been suffering here for 3 damn months while they just screw us to death and I can't ever get it up. And I know when I'm being screwed, when I see Halleck and Smith and them just put us off week after week after week. Now, Cliff Davis told me 3 weeks ago he had about 1 more week on Appalachia.
I talked to Cliff myself. Cliff said, well, he's got to go back to Tennessee. Listen. I think we're going to get the pay bill next week. I think the Senate's going to report that bill.
Well, they say they're going to try to report it Monday or Tuesday, but they sent over a statement yesterday saying they'd vote for the $10,000. They thought that would be enough for the House to bring it up, but the thing I'm worried about is the big issue is this poverty bill, getting it passed in time for the Senate to act on it. And they're delaying it. You can see what they did on the floor. You can see what they did holding up the report for a week. You can see what they did by not letting the committee meet, not getting a quorum, and running off of people, and getting their Democrats to saying that, we don't want to rush the Republicans. And then they say it's a political thing, that we're trying to do it for political sake. Well, hell, we're not. We're 16% of our unemployment's among young people. And we're trying to move that 16% down and make taxpayers out of them instead of tax eaters. But I've been on this thing now for 6 long months trying to get this bill up where they can vote on it. I think we can get the votes to get it if we can do it. I think you and the Speaker ought to this afternoon sit down with Smith and tell him the President's called you.
I have planned to do it this afternoon.
That's good. And then tell him if necessary.
I've got a note right here that I'm going to call Smith. I talked to Landrum. He wants it nailed down next week. If it's humanly possible, I called him and asked him if he was ready to go. He said he'd be here, but he said leaving town. I called. I heard he was going to leave town. I called him to be sure he didn't leave town if we needed him. And he says, well, I'm going to be back Monday, he said, because Smith won't meet before Tuesday anyway. And I said, well, he gave me I've got his phone. It's Jasper, Georgia, 692-3377. In case Smith should agree to meet on Monday, that I'll get him back here on Monday.
Well, I'm going to meet him at lunch today, and I just think you and John ought to tell him that we just need that Monday to be taken up next week without fail if we don't do anything else. If they don't, damn it, I'm not going to turn this job over to somebody else. I just felt my heart out for it, and each week, Halleck gives me another week postponement.
Well, you know we're going to get it out.
I don't know, Smith. I just think if they've had a meeting with these conservatives like Omar Burleson and Dowdy in that group, he's been meeting with them, and he's been meeting with Halleck, and Halleck told me that he wasn't going to let it come out if he could help it.
I know he did. He told me that. He told me he's going to fight that part.
And he's fighting it with all his worth and help, making these political speeches about it. And I just think that we got to take them on and say, by God, they stand for poverty and they stand against progress and they stand against helping the people. And we just got to take them on and make everybody stand up on a party issue. If they need to, I'll call every Democrat down here and meet in the East Room with them and say, now, God damn it, let's pass a program or let's quit. We've got the votes up there if we just stand together, but they run off and join those Republicans. Now, is Elliot going to be here next week?
His office told me he would, but he's still tired and worn out, and they told me he would be here, though, yeah. That he would be here when the poverty bill came.
Now, Halleck recommended this boy from Idaho,
yeah.
Budge, for the Security Commission. I put him on the Security Commission.
Budge, he's about the meanest Republican. He's worse than Halleck. He's even 10 times meaner than Halleck.
That's right, but we can't name the Republicans for them. They let us name the Democrats, a good many of them, when they end Rayburn and I. And he wanted it, and I put him on SEC, and the only one he can be mean to is the New York bankers. And Sisk called down yesterday and raised hell about it, Bernie Sisk, and this boy Ralph, or whatever his name is out there, that voted against us on everything. What's his name in Idaho? Ralph Hardy.
Ralph Hardy.
And he's raising hell about it. So I think you just have to tell them that the Republicans are entitled to minority membership on some of these commissions. That we look to the Republican leader in the Senate for one recommendation, Republican leader in the House for the other. But Halleck said this is the only recommendation he'd made, the only one he was going to make until he's filled, that he didn't specify where he had to be, but he wanted him taken care of because he had done more to help him than any other man, and he had 5 years before he could retire, and so I've waited 6 months, and I've offered him 3 or 4 jobs, and he wouldn't take any of them. And finally, the SEC, I put an Oklahoma boy on there, and I'm going to put another one as chairman. He can't hurt me any there. I don't care what he does to the New York Wall Streeters. He can't be too mean to them. And I thought that I had to do it or just forget the minority representation. Now, explain that to Sisk and Harding for me. Harding gave him a hell of a recommendation to FBI. I said he's a fine man.
Yeah, you had to do that. I told Harding yesterday it was a Republican vacancy, and you did it.
Not a Democratic vacancy, and when they had a Democratic vacancy, they'd call up Rayburn and call up me, and we'd meet, and we'd pick out.
You don't have to worry about Harding anyway.
Well, he didn't vote with us on the farm bill, I noticed.
You never know when you're going to get him anyway, so why worry about somebody that...
Well, I was a little bit worried about Sisk.
Well, Sisk will change. Is impetuous because he's not just as he's not, you know, he's very not one of the nice people in the world. He's not one of the smartest people.
Well, you just tell Sis that Rayburn appointed him and I appointed him under Eisenhower, and Halleck's got a chance to appoint him now, and it can't be of any hurt to us, and that I waited 6 months, but I can't just refuse to consider him, and that I can't back out now. I've given him a word.
I won't have any trouble with Sis. Now, Harding has another matter. I talked to Harding about this very thing yesterday. He came to me griping about it yesterday, and I told him just exactly what you said to me. I said, well, he gave it to him because Charlie Halleck wanted him to, and it was a Republican vacancy, and that had been a precedent.
Walter Jenkins said he talked to Sis, and he thinks he's satisfied.
Yes.
You call me after you and John talked to him and Smith.
All right.
Okay.
Put up.